The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Run but cannot hide. You can run but you cannot hide. When we ask God to provide us with wisdom and direction for our lives, we should listen and obey, not turn our backs on what we know. Understand that the attributes of God include being omnipresent, everywhere at once. He's all-knowing, nothing that He does not know. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He is aware of everything before creation until eternity future. We cannot hide from God. To say that we can be intimidated by those aspects of His person is an incredible understatement. There is one more element that brings us comfort and confidence. God is love. His communication with us, as well as all of His other character traits, are directed by His love. So, the fact that you can run but cannot hide from God should set our minds at ease. We cannot hide from the love of God. Instead, we should be listening intently for His voice, with our heart responding as Samuel did, "Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth." When God gave Jonah clear instructions, it was similar to when He speaks to us today. Most of the time, we know He is leading and we can tell that there's something that we should do or say. The Lord loved Jonah and wanted to use him in ministry, that Jonah would be blessed through that service. Well, that account begins in Jonah chapter 1. He refused to obey, choosing instead to run. We read in the verses after Jonah finally did obey that possibly the main reason why he made that fateful decision was that he understood enough about God's love that he would likely draw those people to himself and forgive them. In fact, Scripture states that God knew that there were 120,000 souls in Nineveh that were deserving of being overthrown. They needed to repent. Jonah chapter 1. The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are." But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. A storm came up, and all aboard were afraid that they would sink. They ended up throwing Jonah over the side. Well, then we read in verse 17, "Now the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah prayed, and then the Lord ordered the fish to spit him out onto the beach. He went to Nineveh, proclaiming that the people had 40 days before their city would be overthrown. Everyone, from the king on down, repented, turning from their evil ways. As we look for and watch for God's direction, remember that the entire Bible is God's instruction to us, to show us His will clearly. He's not trying to trick us, but loves us and wants what He knows is best for us and for those around us. And if you're not sure whether what you are considering is God's direction, remember that He does not tempt any man. Temptation is designed to draw us away from God. His call to you for some purpose or opportunity may be a test, and that is good, as its purpose is to draw us closer to Him. When we think we recognize something that we should do, be sure that it is God speaking to you. Pray, search the Scripture, and when needed, remember that there is wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Seek out mature Christians. In the fall of 2014, I got the call requesting that I take on the responsibility of this ministry, Call to Worship. Wow, I felt incredibly honored to be considered for that position, and yet, in my eyes, it was very poor timing. I had a very full plate, consisting of a job requiring between 40 to 50 hours per week, was providing care for my elderly father, and involved in the Christian Oldies ministry. After a couple of weeks of praying, seeking counsel from my wife and a few close friends, I said yes. Since that time, God has given me the time that I needed to take care of all that He's called me to do in this ministry. I praise and thank Him for what He has placed in my hands. One way to determine what you hear is from God is that it meets this test, James 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, and sincere. A phrase that I've shared with our children and many others over the years is that it is always best to obey the first time right away. 1 Samuel 15. And Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." Friend, when you sense that there is something that God wants you to do, don't be afraid and run the other way, citing a list of reasons why you can't do it. Trust Him. He knows what is best for you. He will direct your steps. Take that first step into the river and watch as He holds back the waters, allowing you to walk through on dry land.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.